The following program was previously recorded.
Alex Baldwin is the president of the Korn Ferry Tour. She's also the first female to lead one of the PGA Tour's global tours. And she joins me now on Live and Local. Alex, thank you very much for joining me today. Welcome to Omaha.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's great to be here.
How did you first get into golf as a career?
I've been in the business for over 25 years. I had the opportunity after college to work at IMG, International Management Group at the time, representing the world's best golfers, and was able to work on the event side, but also represent PGA Tour and LPGA Tour players. So I've seen the business from a lot of different angles and consider myself very, very lucky to be part of this special community.
The Korn Ferry Tour is literally, we equate it to AAA baseball. These people that are coming here and playing for this weekend will indeed, 25 of them are walking away with PGA Tour cards. One person is going to walk away with a championship. Can you talk about kind of how the championship came to be here in Omaha for the Pinnacle Bank Championship?
Oh, no, this is undeniably a very, very special event on our calendar. And it's the culmination. It's that point in time. It's the finish line, right? It's where these guys earn their PGA Tour cards and start to really kind of pursue their lifelong aspiration of playing on the PGA Tour with the world's best. This event, since day one, has distinguished itself. It was always, you know, really represented itself as a premier event on our schedule. And when the opportunity opened up for this spot, we knew there was one conversation we needed to have, and it was with the Pinnacle Bank Championship presented by Aetna. And the team was up for the challenge and excited for the opportunity. So we are thrilled. I will say, you know, the fans of Omaha, just they don't know what's coming yet. Do not miss out. It is going to be an absolutely amazing display of competitive golf, and just this is where dreams, you know, are made. And unfortunately, this is where, you know, some folks, you know, the greatest disappointment of their careers comes in some of these closing holes. So it will bring a lot of drama, that's for sure.
In looking at Omaha for this, Omaha's obviously been on the radar. We've had this type of an event here for many years, but has the city matured with building, having facilities, having these types of things, and that's what put it on the map and made it eligible for the championship itself?
Oh, 100%. I mean, world-class golf courses, but yes, I mean, the infrastructure, the city itself, the business community has really stepped up to be part of it. You know, there are restaurants, hotels. I mean, we have everything we need as far as, you know, obviously airports, transportation. It is absolutely, it's a great, great city for us, and it has come to really support this kind of next evolution of the tournament.
You've been in the golf business for 20 plus years or so. Can you talk about how the role of women in golf has expanded, how women have been able to get some more opportunities, and where do you see some opportunities that ought to happen?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I think the leadership of this tournament is a great example with Jess Brabeck. We have a female tournament director, a director of operations as well, who's also a female. You know, opportunities are, you know, endless, and I think we're all looking to, again, continue to represent and reflect the communities where we play, and it's diversity is incredibly important to our business, and it's the right thing to do, and we're committed to seeing greater representation, and I'm incredibly supportive of anyone who wants to learn about the business or learn about ways to get into the business. So excited for what's ahead.
What would you say to, and specifically female college students who may be interested in, maybe they golf recreationally, but they think, you know, I would like to get into the business. Where would you recommend, or what course of action would you recommend they take to start a career in golf?
You know, there's great volunteer opportunities, there's great internship opportunities, but also taking your core competency, right? If you're a marketing specialist, if you're an advertising specialist or a communications person, you know, you have the ability to sort of bring those skill sets to this business, right? We're not just about sort of the competitive side of it. There's so much, the philanthropy, the community, the giving back, right? There's events, there are, concerts, there's programming, there's so many different ways ways. There's finance, accounting, there's legal, there's so many ways that you can get into the sports business. And I just encourage people to, be creative, be committed. Don't let there be obstacles. Don't let the obstacles stop you. Like, stay motivated, stay focused, work hard, meet people, ask questions, right? Like, you can overcome any barrier. You just have to be committed and get to know people in the field and pick their brain, right? Don't hesitate to ask that extra question of how could I potentially get involved in this business.
What is your favorite part of your job?
I love everything about my job. The people are amazing. I am so fortunate to work with just great, great people. Every tournament that we go to, the tournament staff, the volunteers, our players, our caddies, our staff, the charities that we support. I'm very, very lucky to do what I love. And it means the world to me that we truly do make a difference in people's lives. And I'm very fortunate and really proud of the great work and the great team and the great family I have around me.